Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
I go to the songs that have power, songs that deal with the cross, because we can't get so advanced that we forget the cross of Calvary. I don't hear you in here. We can't become so progressive that we forget it's the cross that saves. It's the cross that purchased our salvation. It was His death on the cross that made it so that we can have a right to salvation and eternity. It was the death, it was the bloody, gory, wonderful cross. They would sing, "I love and did my Savior bleed and did my sovereign die. Would He that sacred head for such a one as I?" Was it for crimes that I had done? He hung upon a tree. What amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. See, a lot of people don't know those verses. Drops of grief can never pay the debt of love I owe. My shame. Dear Lord, I give myself to Thee. It's all that I can do. Then they would say, at the cross, where I receive my See, the generations have got to know these songs. The children have got to hear the same songs that I heard. You got to hear the old people sing, down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down where the cleansing from sin I cry. There to my heart was the blood of God. I've been singing, glory to His name. See, you young people don't know the song. I am so wondrously saved from my sin. Jesus so sweetly abides. There at the cross where He took me has me singing,
glory to His name.
Oh, precious fountain that saved. I am so glad that I am turning. It was there that Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. Has me singing,
glory to His name.
And for those of you that are not saved in the room, come to this fountain so rich. If you plunge in today, you'll be made complete. You'll be singing,
glory to His name.
Oh, singing,
glory to His name. Precious name.
Singing,
glory.
Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, bringing you greetings from Portland, Oregon. What an honor, what a privilege, and what a pleasure it is to enter into your home, sit with you on your couch, recline with you in the bedroom, wherever you are at today. Maybe you're at work this evening. Wherever you are now turning that space into a sanctuary. You are turning that space into a place of praise and worship. You are turning that space into the presence, a place that welcomes the presence of the Lord. We give honor to God tonight for truly being so good. The Bible says that I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. The Lord is, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth unto all generation. We thank God for the Butterfields who have made it possible for us to be able to have this platform to share the word of God, not only right here in the city of Portland, but across these United States. We have people listening that live in Washington, that live in California, that live in Atlanta, that live, as Pastor Sherelle has mentioned to us many a times, Pastor Caleb and others from Africa are on the line from North Carolina, South Carolina. We have family and friends that join us every week for the Light of Portland, and we thank God that the Butterfields has shared this platform with us. We also want to thank God for the ministerial staff that's with us at Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church. We are a people of work, worship, and prayer, and you don't have to be a full-fledged member to be a part of the team. You just have to be in agreement to what it's all about, and that's equipping the saints and advancing the kingdom of God. And so we honor Pastor Sherelle Pennington tonight, our co-pastor, our co-host of this broadcast. We truly thank God for her and all that God has assigned to her hands. To Elder Dante Farmer and to Elder Kathy Miniweather, we thank you both for being with us on tonight. And to our guest speaker on tonight, he is no stranger to the Light of Portland broadcast, Elder James Wooten. We are just truly grateful to God for all the men and women of God that are co-laboring with us to advance the kingdom of God. Definitely, we want to give glory and honor to Archbishop Ruth Holmes. Archbishop Ruth Smith. Today is her happy birthday day. Today is her birthday. And so we just want to just say happy birthday to Archbishop. We hope and pray that she will continue to be blessed and continue to allow the Lord to use her in a great and mighty way. Eyes have not seen nor have ears heard the things that God has in store for Archbishop. And we are just so excited that we are able to have her as a covering for us through the Light of Portland broadcast. And so we're just grateful tonight. We're thankful tonight, and we truly appreciate God for all that he has done. I'm going to give us a few announcements, and then we're going to go to God in prayer, and we'll hear a part two of that melody of old hymns. It took me back to when I was a little girl, and those were the songs that the saints used to sing, and they would tear up some church. Amen. And so I just felt like today I just needed to reach back and get an oldie but a goodie. We'll hear part two, and after that, we will hear our speaker for the hour, Elder James Wooten. Elder Wooten is on the ministerial staff with the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church under the leadership of Pastor Craig L. Woods of the St. Paul, Craig Brown. Pastor Craig L. Brown. I have a nephew by the name of Craig Woods, so I'm praying for you, nephew. Amen. Craig Brown, he's the pastor of the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church located right here in North Portland, the City of Roses. And so we're just truly thankful to God that each of you who share the word with us, your pastors have said yes, that you can share the word, you can share your gift and your talent with the body of Christ, not just at your local church, but right here as we are reaching the masses. Announcements tonight, Maranatha Family Support Program will be sponsoring a healing and recovery series. This will begin November the 3rd through December 31st. And each week, you can join virtually weekly mental wellness classes and groups. And on Tuesdays, they have classes for men that begin at 6:30 and end at 8 p.m. And on Thursdays, they have classes for women that start at 6:30 and end at 8 p.m. And on Saturday, from 4 to 5:30, your whole entire family can sit around the computer and have some mental health wellness group sessions with other African-American families in our community. The title of this series is Healing Yourself in Community. Learn and experience the power of collective healing. And if you would like to register for any of these sessions, again, on Tuesdays for men, Thursdays for women, that's from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and on Saturday for the whole entire family from 4 to 5:30, Heal Yourself in Community. To register for any of these classes, you can simply call 503-319-0200. Again, that number to register for any of these classes is 503-319-0200. And all of these classes are virtual. They will give you a Zoom link, and you can log in from the comforts of your own home to bring healing to you and your entire family. And guess what? This is free. Amen. This is free. That you don't have to pay for any of these services. And as we are living in this pandemic, we are facing, not only are we facing COVID, but we're facing racism, we're facing sexism, we are facing plantation capitalism and violence in our cities. Our streets are rampant with all of this. The White House is rampant with all of this. There's some places of employment, some establishments that we go to that these spirits are evident. And the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, against rulers of high places and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we're wrestling against, my brothers and sisters. We're not really fighting each other. We're not fighting Donald Trump. We're not fighting Ted Wheeler. We're not fighting Joanne Hardesty. We're not fighting none of these people. It's a spirit. It's bigger than all of them. And in order for us to win, we have to go to the one that's in control. We have to go to the one that has the answer. We have to be able to go to the one that wrote out the plan from the beginning. And can I tell you something tonight? He knows. He knew the beginning, he knows the middle, and he knows the end. And the last time I read the end of the book, he came out victorious. He came out the winner. And who am I talking about tonight? I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about our Savior. I'm talking about our Lord of Lords and our King of Kings. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's Jehovah Shalom. I dare you tonight to call upon the name of the Lord. He's not far. He's not deaf. He will answer. He will come just when you need him. My Bible says he's right on time. And he cares about everything that we're concerned about. So if you're concerned about the election, don't be worried. Don't be worried. Don't be worried. Don't be worried, because God's got it all in control. He can deal with it. He can handle it. We just got to trust and believe. We just have to be steadfast and unmovable. We have to keep his word before him. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're just truly thankful to God for all that he has done, all that he is doing. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for us. So I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, don't give up. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Know that God is standing by. Know that God is standing by. And he is in the midst of us. He is in the midst of us. I know you said we've been wearing masks and using hand sanitizer. Can't go and fellowship with the saints. We can't go and hang out at our favorite restaurant like we used to. Have to go in groups of 2 and 3, and you have to know. I know it. It's been a long time, but better days are coming, saints. So just want to encourage us tonight not to give up and not to get weary in our well-doing. Remember the message that your pastor preached today. Remember the lesson that was taught to you last Wednesday. Apply it to your life. Make it work for your good, because that's what God is going to honor. He's going to honor his word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Amen. Tonight we are praying for our nation. We are keeping our nation lifted up before the Lord. We're facing the election coming up, and we just want the Lord's will to be done. We ask that he give us favor, that we would be faithful to his word and honor his word, and that he would keep us safe during this pandemic, during this crisis that we are facing, that we are living in. Let us pray. Most holy and righteous God, we come before you this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we magnify you, Lord, and we lift you up and we exalt you tonight, Father. Lord, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And we humbly bow before your throne of grace tonight to worship you, Father, to give you the fruit of our lips, because hallelujah belongs to you, Father. Thank you, Jesus belongs to you. Lord, you're faithful, you're worthy, you're kind. Those are all words that belong to you tonight. When we stop and we look and think over our lives, Father, it's by your grace and your mercy that we are yet alive. And God, we're thankful tonight. Father, we ask that you would search our hearts and everything that you find in us that's not like you, Father. God, we ask that you would cleanse us, that you would wash us, that you would purge us, that you would create within us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that those things that are in our hearts and in our minds that are separating us from you, God, we ask that you would remove them tonight. And Father, we ask that you would not leave us empty, Father, but you would fill us back up with your love, with your peace, with your humility, with your integrity, with your holy living, Father, with your righteous standards, Father, God, with your ways of honoring the precepts, and God, fill us up with obedience tonight. Fill us up with mercy and kindness, Lord, and fill us up with temperance, oh God, that we may have self-control over our flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We know, God, that the battle that we are fighting, it doesn't belong to us, Father. It belongs to you, God. And so we praise you tonight, Father. We ask, God, that you would send the warring angels before us, Father. Lord, we've gone to the polls, Father. Souls have gone to the polls, Father. We've casted our ballots, Father, and it's in your hands, oh God. You know the numbers, Father. You know the next president, oh God. So, Father, tonight we ask, God, that you give your people favor, Father. God, we're not like the children of Israel and asking for a king, oh God. We're asking for a mighty man of God, a man of godly standard, a man that seeks the Lord, our God, with all of his heart, soul, and mind. A God, a man that has a heart like David, a man that has a heart like God, a man that has wisdom, a man that has humility, Father. A man that will rightly divide the word of truth, Father. Whether it be a man or a woman, Father, we know who the candidates are, but God, you know who is supposed to lead our country. So, Father, we just pray your will tonight. We ask, Father, for your richest blessings, Father. We ask, oh God, that you would just please, Lord, help us not get weary in our well-doing, but help us to continue to seek your face. And Lord, I pray for mental wellness for everyone that's on this call tonight, every family that's on this call tonight. Lord, let us not get COVID fatigue. Let us not get depressed and oppressed, but help us to keep our minds stayed on you. And you said you keep us in perfect peace. Help us to lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help, realizing all our help comes from you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, O God. So, Father, touch our minds, transform our minds, renew our spirits, Lord. Help us, Lord, to continue to honor you, Father, in everything we say and do. Help us, Father, to always put you first. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for everyone that's on this call. Let there be no lack in their lives. Meet the needs of your people, Father. Save, heal, and deliver tonight. Stretch forth your mighty hand tonight, oh God. Touch your sons, touch your daughters. You know what they stand in need of tonight, Father. Do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And tonight, Father, we give you the praise, Father, for the victory we have won. We give you the praise, Father, for the souls that have been saved tonight. We give you the praise for the bodies that's been healed. Look down upon us now, Father, as we prepare our hearts and minds to receive a word. Bless the man of God that's going to come forth with your word tonight. Saturate him with your spirit, Father, that he may speak what thus saith the Lord. Open up our ears and our hearts that we may hear and receive. And then open up our minds, oh God, to give us a do right spirit that we may do what we have heard. Father, we give you the glory tonight. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God and amen.
songs that they taught me when I was a little boy. It just simply said, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless or they white?
When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for that mansion bride? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? So lay aside those garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain that's flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Help me say,
are you washed?
Are you washed? Yes.
In the blood.
In the blood.
Good evening, saints. In the mighty name of Jesus.
We just come to you now and just give thanks to God for this opportunity to be here with you this evening. And I'm Elder James Wooden from St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. And this evening, we're going to be coming out of the book of Genesis, chapter 37, 3 through 11. Genesis 37, 3 through 11. You know, given the height and the situation of everything that's going on in the world today, it's hard sometimes to stay focused. It's hard to stay on point, to stay on task with all of the distractions that are going on, from these elections, the pandemic, to loss of jobs and communities changing and protests and everything. There are just so many things that distract us. But this evening, I just want to ask you a simple question. Are you level with God? Leveling up. Are you level with God? Coming out of Genesis 37, 3 and 11, and of course, this is the beginning of the story of Joseph and a conversation that he had with his brothers and his father. And it reads this way: Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age, and he made a richly ornamented robe for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brother said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. I've read to you Genesis chapter 37, the third verse through the 11th verse. May God add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his holy, righteous word. So today, my question to you is, are you level with God? As I said, with so many distractions and things going on, and one of those distractions is for many folks all across the country and around the world in certain places, not having an opportunity to be in constant fellowship with the Lord, and not, at least in the way that you're used to, and not being able to settle into your everyday routine. And I know for us at the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, we are blessed and fortunate that we have a pastor who is forward-thinking. And so we already had a social media presence, and we were already recording our services. But our pastor came in with his great vision and his wisdom that God had given him to just elevate those services to another level, to be able to reach people who couldn't physically come to the services. And so when this pandemic hit, we were able to be able to broadcast our services live via Facebook, one of the social media platforms we already had established, and just took it to a whole nother level. And so people that wasn't physically able to get to the church now can follow live on Facebook Live. And so God will always make a way out of no way when it seems to be impossible. Even when your situation seems dire, even when the situation changes, God always has a plan for you and I. Sometimes you are level with God, but you are out of step with man. let me say that again. Sometimes we can be level with God, but out of step with man. And I want to tell you and encourage you today to let you know that that's okay when you have that happen, because I'd rather be on the level with God than to be on the level with man, because man may be able to destroy your body, but God can destroy your soul. And so I'd rather be in tune with God than to be in tune with man. And if your fellow brother is in tune with God as well, you will find that they will be in tune with you also. But in order for you to be on a level with God, you first have to understand what God is, who God is, and what his plan and purpose is for your life. And in the story we read of Genesis 37, we hear the story of Joseph, a young man born to a blessed man of God, had a dream and a vision, and so he decided to tell it to his brothers. And yet, I'm sure in Joseph's eyes, it was not received as well as he thought it would be received. You see, my friends, when your position does not line up with your condition, recognize who you are, then move. When your position does not line up with your condition, first recognize who you are, then move. God will set you up only for success. He'll never set you up for failure. And so in this first part here of this story, we look at how God set up young Joseph. In the first couple verses, it says, his father, who was known by Israel, had loved him more than any of his other sons. First of all, that's a setup right there, because he had been born to his father in his old age. And he made a fancy coat, if you will, out of richly ornamented robe full of colors for this son, Joseph. And yet the father had good intentions, but it also sent another message to the other children, because the father had never done anything like this for them. And so you got to understand in this story here, when this father had good intentions and he acted upon those good intentions, it affected not only the son that he intended to surprise and to bless, but it also affected the others in a negative way, because they saw what they didn't get, and they saw that they wasn't they perceived, I should say, that they wasn't loved as much. Talk about being level with God. We have to be careful as saints of God and as children of God about the kind of message that we're sending with our actions and with the things that we do and with the things that we say. And when we look around the world today, and especially here in this country, we see a high level of vitriol that has been spreading across this country, especially during these trying times with all of the things that are going on throughout our country. And it's caused people to think a certain way or say certain things or act upon a certain way, not really thinking about what those actions, what kind of repercussions, what kind of message those actions are portraying or they are sending to others. But thanks be to God that God will keep us level-headed when we are fully focused upon him. When we keep our eyes look to the cross and we don't look to man, when we look to God, then we can get past the vitriol and the hatred and the things that we see going on in this world. Because the one thing that we do know that's going on around us today is sin is real and sin is prevalent in the world today. And you need to know that it's not in this country, when we talk about race relations, you need to understand that it's not about skin. Let me say that again. It's not about skin. You'll hear people say, because, you know, I'm black, I'm brown, I'm Puerto Rican, I'm Hispanic, or what, I'm being treated a certain way. It's not about your skin, but sin. Nor is it about race, but grace. See, the heart of the human problem is the heart of the human. Did you hear me, saints? It's not about sin or about skin, but about sin. nor is it about race, but grace, because the heart of the human problem is the heart of the human. But I tell you today, don't let the limitations of your background reduce the height of your potential. You see, a setback is simply an opportunity for a comeback. And so when Joseph looked and he told this story to his fathers, he was only revealing what God had showed him in a vision. Sometimes God will reveal stuff to you because he will put you on a level where nobody else is, or getting ready to raise your level and take you to another place where nobody can comprehend or understand. And so when he parlays information to you and God gives you a vision, don't be ashamed and timid to be able to speak and say, this is what God has shown me. Because God, if he brought you to it, God will also bring you through it. And so when he gave these visions to Joseph, Joseph simply was telling it to his brothers how God had given it to him. Now, could Joseph have told it in a different manner or a different light? Yes, he could have. And so when we look at this story, sometimes we can look at it from the standpoint and say, well, maybe Joseph was a bit cocky and thought that he was better than his brothers. But, you know, from my experience in looking at it, I don't think that was it at all. I think that this was just an innocent young man who saw something, and he was telling his brothers, he was trying to fit in and trying to relate to his brothers and trying to connect with his brothers, because he was much younger than they were, and his father held him out of many things and did treat him differently. But Joseph wasn't looking at the difference how he was being treated. Joseph, all he could see was the separation from his brothers like any other sibling. They wanted to be able to play with their other siblings. He wanted to be able to be with his other loved ones. And so Joseph looked at his position, and he went to tell his brothers what these dreams were that he had. He had no inkling of how it would draw their ire. And then when he told the second one, it was interesting how his father responded. And so God was simply setting Joseph up for what he had for Joseph. And so, beloved, understand that in your life, instead of when you are in lockstep with God, you might see in the midst of this time, you might be going through some things. You might be experiencing some things. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you have just fallen out of a relationship and you find yourself hurt. Maybe this elections have really got you bogged down and you can't focus or think. Maybe somebody you know have been struck by the pandemic and the things that are going on. Maybe somebody you know have been affected by all of the racial division and the things that are going on across the country where people are protesting. But you've been affected and you're sitting there and you feel like you lost. But understand that God will never leave you left alone. If he brought you to it, he will bring you through it. And God is just simply setting you up for success, because he doesn't know how to fail. He will never fail you, but he will set you up for success. So when you don't understand what God is revealing to you, simply ask God. And so when Joseph got this response from his brothers, I imagine it didn't say in the scripture that he went and he pouted about it. It didn't say that he was lost and he was confused, but yet Joseph proceeded to go on and proceeded to serve the Lord. And so sometimes it's in what is not said. You see, his confidence was at a level where he knew that this was revealed to him, even though he didn't understand it. God was able to give him peace within his spirit because he was on a level with God. See, when you get on a level with God, God will give you peace that passes all understanding. Look at this here in verse 5. He said, Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more, and he said to them, listen to this dream I have. And he proceeded to tell them to this dream. See, first, God will present the setup, because God has to set Joseph up for what is yet to come. See, Joseph is going to go through some experiences in his life, and some things are going to happen because of what Joseph is saying, this is who I am. Understand that sometimes people are not going to like who you are, and people are not going to like what you are.
But you don't sit there and change who you are or what you are to please somebody. It is better for you to be in a position where you are level with God and out of step with man when it comes down to doing the will of God, when it comes down to following his instructions. You sometimes will be out of step with man because man does not comprehend everything that God shows us. Everything that God shows to his people. We do not comprehend all of these things. And so after he set Joseph up, now comes the presentation. He turned around and he presents Joseph, and Joseph goes and tells this dream to his brothers, and yet his brothers have a reaction where they don't stop and think about what he's saying. Because of the jealousy, if you will, that they have with how the father has been treating Joseph, it caused them to have blinders on to see the full message or the real message of what Joseph was saying. And so when they looked at what Joseph was telling them, the only thing they can see was, oh, you think you are better than we are. And so they began to look at who Joseph was. But understand, beloved, when you are trying to be level with God, you first of all have to do some things, and some things have to be established. First of all, when you look at a ship, when they go and they lay the keel of a ship, they have to first make sure that this ship is even from one end to the other, that it's level from one end to the other. If it's off even a centimeter, it can cause the rest of the ship to be off by yards, to be off by a larger margin as the ship is built from ground up. So they have to make sure that the ship is level in the first place, because this is the part that's going to carry the whole ship. It's the foundation of the ship. See, we have to make sure that our foundation with God is level first, because before you can turn around and have a great relationship, it has to be built on a foundation that is centered around your relationship with God. Before you can have success and you can find success in that relationship, you have to understand that there has to be some compatibility and relatability to your relationship with God. And it must manifest itself in your relationship toward that one that you love. See, and when you're looking at your finances, and you're thinking about your finances, and you begin to lay a plan and how you're going to go about that plan, God has to be intertwined in that, because in that plan, God will give you the necessary tools it is that you need to make sure that you stay level-headed. Because it's easy for one to say, well, my finances need to look like this. But then we know that we can get easily distracted with wants and confuse them with needs. And all of a sudden, those wants, important than those needs, your finances will never be together, because you're always placating to your wants. And so you have to be even keel with God, because the word of God will teach you to be content with what you have in the Lord. And so you won't be distracted by the type of things that you can acquire. Amen, saints. Amen, walls. And so when you're looking at your finances, it's easier to lay out a plan for those finances when God is centered around those finances, because you'll be able to make sure you take care of God first in those finances. You'll be able to give to God what's his first and watch him bless you abundantly after that. Are you level with God? What level are you on? And so when you're looking at this thing, Joseph begins to tell his brothers his dream, but because of their distraction by how he's being treated differently by their father, whom they love also, but have different mothers, they felt a little slighted because of what Joseph was saying. Understand, beloved, that you're going to have people that will see God blessing you, and they will not like the fact that you are being blessed, and some folks will think that you are better than they are. But remain level-headed and keep your faith in God. Because when you keep your faith in God, he will be able to allow you to be able to show people Christ through the words that you speak, through the actions. People will be able to see the Christ in you. And if they are true believers and followers of God, they will be able to see whose you are. Amen. And they will be able to see that you are level-headed and be able to see your real message behind whose you are. And then he continues on in this presentation as he's presenting Joseph, his servant, to his brothers. They didn't like what was being presented to him. But understand this, beloved. Repentance is not when you cry, but when you change. Repentance is not when you cry, but when you change. You see, it's easy for one to turn around and say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, but then you repeat the process and you do it over and over and over again. And God will hear your sorries and hear your sorries, but then when it gets to a point where you keep doing what you saying you're sorry about, you're not really being sorry. And so God stops hearing that you're sorry, because you're not speaking from your heart, you're speaking from your mouth. And so you're not really, really sorry. But you show true repentance not when you cry, but when you begin to change. When the word of God begins to stick to you and the word of God begins to flow through you. You look at the situation that's going on around the world today, and you see the vitriol between the citizens and the police departments across the country. People are protesting by the numbers because folks are being gunned down a significant rate because of from one race to another race. And so people feel like they just want to be treated the same as everybody else. They just want justice and to be viewed like you're viewing everybody else. And they feel like they're the ones feeling like those brothers. They're feeling like they got left out. They're not getting their coat. They're not getting that praise heaped by their father. And so they want to be treated just the same. I saw a video today on social media, and it was a video of a police officer, and a little kid had threw a temper tantrum, about three or four, and he was in the mall, and he was laying on the ground in the mall, and the mother watched in amazement as this police officer got down there and laid beside this kid. You see, God is willing to get down to your level and get down to the level that you're on to meet you where you are, in spite of yourself, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what you've already faced, in spite of what you're about to endure. God will meet you where you are because he has a plan for each and every one of you, and he knows the outcome of this election. He knows the outcome of the pandemic. He knows the outcome of this racial situation and the division, and God already has an answer, and he has the plan. But until the people turn and hear his voice, hallelujah, Jesus, until the people see his word and understand that he's been speaking to them for quite a long time, then they're going to wander in circles. But God is willing to get down at your level and see where you are and meet you where you are and cause change. Finally, in verse 9 through 11, then he had another dream, and he told that dream to his brothers. And he said, listen, I had another dream. But this time, when he shared it with his father, his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to you? So now the father has been grouped with where the brothers are. So now the father's on the same side as the brothers, and instead of him seeing the favoritism and how he's showing one son, all of a sudden he didn't like being grouped over there either. And he's like, wait a minute, I gotta bow down to you. Hold on a second. You see, God would not only create the setup to introduce you, and then present you through a presentation, but then God will also show those around you the confirmation that you are the one that he chose. And so in here, he confirmed who Joseph was. He confirmed what he had for him. And he laid it out for him. You see, what you got to do, beloved, you got to stop changing who you are because of what other people think. You got to stop, turn around, and following God's vision because somebody didn't understand what God is telling you because they didn't understand it, so you want to change who you are. Stop downgrading your dream to match your reality. Rather, upgrade your faith to match your vision. Did you hear me? You stop downgrading your dreams to match your reality. Rather, upgrade your faith to match your vision, because you are to be level with God. When God brings you to his level, he gives you an understanding that the world doesn't understand, because they don't understand because they're busy looking at the temporary. They're busy looking at the material, and they're looking at the superficial, and they're not looking at the sacrificial lamb who hung upon the cross over 2,000 years ago through 42 generations, who turned around and carried your sins and my sins to an old rugged cross up a Calvary's hill and was put on that cross, not because of what he does, but what we did. And he endured the cross, scorned its shame, stretched him wide, they did, put nails in his feet and hands, and as he bled out, yet he looked and he said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." And he turned around and he looked at you, and he turned around and he saw you, and he looked at the Father and he said, "It is finished," knowing that you would be restored. See, God had a plan and a purpose for you already, and he didn't make a mistake in that plan. So don't worry about this election, as Pastor Black said. Don't worry about this election and the outcome of the election. God already has it in step. It don't matter if Trump gets reelected or if Biden gets reelected. They can't do nothing that God doesn't allow them to do. He is still ultimately in charge. Don't worry about this pandemic. Still take the steps. It doesn't mean that you're not supposed to wear a mask. It doesn't mean that you're not supposed to take the steps that they're telling you and use hand sanitizer. You still be responsible and accountable. But understand this, if God bring you to it, he'll bring you through it. Maybe you will get COVID, but God will bring you through it. Maybe you won't get COVID and folks around you will, but God will turn around and bring you through it. This is simply an opportunity for God to turn around and extend your faith and grow your faith and bring you to a place where God wants you to be. So, beloved, when you look at where you are, ask yourself that one question. Are you level with God or are you level with man? Are you level with God? Or are you level with man? Gracious Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word this evening. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for whose you are. We thank you for bringing us out. We thank you for bringing us in. Father, I thank you that somebody under the sound of my voice is hearing your word this evening. Father, that they will be encouraged to understand they can keep going, because if the light was getting dim and looking bleak, but that they can be re-energized by the power of your son, Jesus, Father, and be re-energized by that spirit that is within us. Father, I pray that somebody would be able to turn to the cross right now, Father, and be able to say, "Father, forgive me, Father, because I've been going at this thing all wrong, Father. Forgive me, Father. Revitalize me. Renew me, Father. I want to know who you are, Father." I pray that you would touch somebody in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I pray somebody's mind would be regulated, their body would be healed, your anointing would be over them today, Father. So just pour into them today, Father, and we thank you. We ask that you would just touch those, and if there's anybody under the sound of my voice who don't know who you are, Father, I pray right now while we're praying, they say, "Jesus, forgive me for the sins I've committed against you. Forgive me, come into my heart. Reside with me today, Father. I want to live the rest of my life for you." Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, this would go forward in the mighty name of your Son, our Savior. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Elder Wooten. What a mighty word from the Lord on tonight. Timely message on tonight. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, are you level with God? In spite of what man does, in spite of what man says, the bottom line is, are you level with God? Thank you, Elder Wooten, for that word. Thank you to the Blog Talk, the Light of Portland family. Thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you for being with us. I pray that you would take this lesson from Joseph and his brothers. You know, you can't tell all your dreams to everybody. You have to wait. Can't share your testimony with everybody. Sometimes you have to wait for the right moment. I think God gives us that level of maturity that young Joseph lacked. But thank you for reminding us of that lesson and sharing that word with us on tonight. And I want to thank each of you for calling in tonight. May you be blessed. May you be prayerful all week. May you continue to seek God for direction for our nation. Join us in prayer tomorrow evening. We will be praying. It's not a call in. It's not a dial in. But just stop in at tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and just stop and pray wherever you are at home. Pray for our nation. Pray for the state of our nation. Pray for the people that make the rules and the regulations, and pray for our mayors, the governors, the chief of police. Just continue to keep the government officials, the first responders lifted up in prayer. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. And until next Sunday, may the peace of God and His Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you, hence now and forevermore. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Here is part three from that blood melody.
Then they taught me how to say, Pastor Ann, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Hosanna Moshe. They pierced him in his side. Thank you, Jesus. They pierced him in his side. They pierced him in his side for me. See, these young people don't know how to play these songs. But one day when I was lost, he hung his head and died. The Shamandos, he hung his head and died. He hung his head and died for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. And they laid him in a tomb. Yeah. They laid him in a tomb. They laid him in a tomb for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died. And I know it was the blood for me. But then he rose up from the dead. From the dead, And I know it was the blood. And this is the last point I want to make. You need to get ready because he's coming back again. Real soon, he's coming back again. He's coming back again. And I know, I know.